This is US 99. Dan and Shay, welcome back to Chicago. We have missed you.
Man, how you doing? It's so good to hear your voice.
Are you on your 9th cup of coffee by now, or are you doing Red Bull this morning?
I just finished my first cup of coffee. I'm like shaking a little bit. I didn't really go to bed last night, so... Which is ironic, because, you know, our song...
I should probably go to bed. What a great tie-in for that.
7 p.m., and so now I'm like, we didn't really go to bed last night at all. So, but it's appropriate, man. We're so excited and fired up, and especially, you know, to be talking to you guys. We miss Chicago and miss being up there, man.
I know you wrote it in L.A. before the world turned upside down, but is this the first time you've recorded, produced, finished a song at home?
No, man. Luckily for us, we've kind of always been pretty DIY. You know, in the past, if we've ever needed to rent a big studio to record strings or to record a drum set, whatever it is, you know, Nashville is home to some of the best studios and best musicians in the world. But, you know, for the most part, we've always kind of done everything else just at my house, DIY, very makeshift, you know, still got a mattress leaning against the wall, pillows all over the floor, whatever it takes to get it done. So it wasn't that much different for us, except this time it was like, okay, I guess we can't like really hire any musicians or bring anybody in to play the bass or play the drums. We're like, well, we're going to figure it out ourselves. So we got it done, and we're pumped about the way it sounds, man. It feels good to hear it on the radio.
And I love you mentioning being at home and kind of DIY doing it yourself. We saw something yesterday that in the pandemic, in the quarantine, deodorant sales are down, but ice cream is up. What's the one thing you've been buying a lot more of since you've been staying home?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I crush it on the ice cream game. That's like one of the things I always say, this song title, like it's a midnight. I know that I should go to bed, but I see that mint chocolate chip in the freezer and I'm like, I gotta tap into this. And
yeah,
I should probably go to bed. I'll regret it in the morning. I always eat the ice cream. I never listen to the song title.
And with the song you gave us this morning, obviously you've been immersed in your own music for months. Who's the artist you're loving right now? Not you.
Man, the new Taylor record is incredible.
Definitely.
You know, we've been listening to a lot of that, and I think Dan and I probably were both up, you know, at midnight or whenever it came out and just kind of streamed that whole thing. It's great, you know. A lot of people got a lot of great music out right now. You know, I think that this pandemic has given people the time to create the music that they want to, and a lot of artists that are, you know, on these big tours, and, you know, obviously we all got kind of the rug pulled out from under us. You know, we got 3 shows in, and I think everyone's in that same position. And, you know, for these artists that were in touring mode, you know, you're doing, you know, months and months of prep for these tours, and then when that's away, you're just like, oh, man, like, what do I do with all this time?
And we were supposed to see at the United Center.
I know, man. We were looking forward to that so much. You know, home of the Bulls, man. That's what an iconic place. We were looking forward to being there, and that was cool. I remember our friend that lives up there had kind of sent us pictures of them promoting the show, you know, around the arena, and we thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
So. Dan and Shay at United Center, when it was announced, we were like, that is huge.
Yeah, man. That's a testament to you guys playing our records, man. We appreciate the friendship and the support. It's like literally our number one market. I'm the nerd who always goes like behind the scenes and looks at our stats every single time. All of our streams, all of our downloads, you guys have the most.
Well, that's because we love you the most.
Because you guys play our music more than anyone else. So we love that.
You've proven it, too. You showed us. You play it the most.
All right, last question for you both. Since we've been in quarantine, you just released new music from being at home. What's the one house project you have tackled and finished since being home? For me, I just hung the outdoor lights in the backyard last weekend.
I'll tell you what. I regret this, but I stained my entire fence in the backyard.
Yeah.
It's a pretty serious fence. I did it by hand because I wanted it to be perfect, which I'm very OCD and crazy.
And it took forever.
It was probably the worst thing I've ever done. It took me 7 days. I mean, I'm talking like 14 hours a day.
Yep.
Just grinding it out, sweating, getting bit by mosquitoes. It was not a great experience. Next go around, I'll definitely hire someone to do that.
The new song, I Should Probably Go to Bed. We have loved you at US 99 since day one, and we just want to see you in person.
Hey, likewise, man. We miss you guys. We miss hugging your necks and actually being able to see you in person. And we love all of you guys. And like you said, you've been a supporter since day one. I remember the very first visit. Yeah, we really appreciate you guys, man. And you guys have helped us get, you know, where we are. I can't wait to get back to the, you know, up there to see you guys and actually play that arena. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be there one day. We will be back.
Next year.
It's going to be awesome. Next year. Let's go.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thanks for chatting this morning.
Hey, much love, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Drew.
Take care.
See you.
Stan and Shay with US 99.